I'd like to call the meeting to order at 8:02. 9:02 AM. I would like also to ask the church and all that you're sure that you're turning on the telephone. Each director received notice of board meeting. Public meeting notice properly posted as required by law. Directors Belt and Munson indicated that they would not be present for this meeting. Glad to announce several of our directors, Director Paul, Belt, Dennis, Masterson, Director Nino, have recently been reappointed to the board. And I'd like to welcome our new director from Temple, Texas, Raleigh White.
Thank you.
Now starting the meeting, I'm going forward for the general manager announcement.
As you know, last time I said that Pat Hill was leaving, going to take care of her family in Arizona. We've made a new hire, although the new hire has been with us for 10 years, Courtney Lynch. Courtney, say hi.
Hi.
Courtney has a degree from Baylor, and she's been with us, kind of worked her way up through the ranks, and we're very excited about what Courtney brings to us. And she's fixing to bring us another member of the family, and that she's fixing to get married. She's engaged. So welcome, Courtney.
Okay. At this time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public, those of you that are interested in providing comments. Gary should fill out one of the cards provided at the reception desk with your name and contact information. We have one speaker. I'd like to say that we encourage you to speak your mind, tell us of your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say whatever you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted in the meeting notice. This is not our requirement. This is state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussion or deliberation by the provision of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes the government body to give members of the public opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comment. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes. Our first speaker will be Mary Helen Franco.
Sir, get her, sir.
City has been making this issue just recently.
Wow, what a hike. This is a little bit interesting. Hey, thank you guys for allowing me to speak for just a minute. I am Mary Helen Franco. I'm with YMCA Camp Grady Spruce, and I've spoken to you on a couple occasions prior to this. I'm speaking about the sale of the property at Possum Kingdom, and I think more than anything else, I'm going to ask for your help, the staff's help. YMCA Camp Grady Spruce currently leases, excuse me, about 130 acres of on Possum Kingdom Lake. We were probably one of the earliest lessees out at the lake. The camp serves as our summer program for our teenagers. So we consider it more of an adventure, a frontier, a place. The teenagers love it. They sleep in tents. You can imagine teenagers living in tents. But their love of what that camp is critical. We do a lot of leadership training over there. That's where we train, I call it job training, for counselors in training, because we really are training them on how to secure a job, how to go about, how you behave, how you dress, how you act, Now, granted, we're doing this in the realm of a camp counselor, but they also learn public speaking. They learn how to be a leader. My concern right now is that there's a distinct possibility we might lose Frontier Camp. I am looking for a conservation easement right now to see if we can get money to then buy our property. It has been a bit of a challenge. We know there's a delay in time. I am not sure when the property will sell. It takes a while to go down the conservation easement path. And one of the things that I'm concerned of is if the property sells to a third party and we haven't got the easement down, we're going to be in jeopardy. And I don't know how much time it'll be before the overall property sales happens. But I'm asking if the BRA, as we go forward, as we pursue forward, if there's a possibility of the BRA holding that land instead of having it sold to a third-party vendor at that point of sale. We are pursuing, like I said, a conservation easement to, if you're not familiar with a conservation or a public land trust, it is a way of preserving the land permanently in a natural state. It can be sold, but it always has to remain in the natural state. And so that's the program, that's the process that we're working on right now, is to go down that path. My understanding is it could take anywhere from 2 to 4 years to make this happen, depending on who and where we go and how fast we can do that. But my concern is if it sells to a third-party vendor, the value of that property increases dramatically at the point of the sale. And if it stays with BRA, I'm hoping that we can keep it at the 2012 limits, if I can do that. I wanted to make you aware of it more than anything else right now. Ask for your help in ideas or suggestions. I'm open. But this is the only avenue I have right now. I wanted to alert the board because I know you guys care. I've heard it I've heard it so many times. Staff cares. So mostly I'm saying help. If we can't get this together before a sale, I would ask that you might consider holding us just a little bit longer until we can get that purchase, our conservation easement in the wings, and then we can pay you directly. That is all I'd like to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.